Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery is standing by and evaluating some of the key areas and levels that you need to keep on your radar going into the close. Jared, perhaps we start with the NASDAQ and tech.
Yeah, so let's start with the NASDAQ and tech. You can see the NASDAQ down almost 3% here. Let me put a four-day view so we can see what's happened this week. We are now in the red for the week, sitting on some decent gains just a couple days ago. But I also want to check out the S&P 500, which is now down just over 2%. I'm going to put up a two-month chart with candlesticks just to review one more time. This was the key resistance area that we failed at a couple weeks ago, and this is the key support level that failed, and then that the market could not break through to the upside over the last 2 days. So I think we're seeing a sell-off right now, and if you're paying attention, a series of lower highs and lower lows, well, that's the definition of a downtrend, and that's what we're seeing not only on a short-term basis, but an intermediate-term basis. So we'll have to see what comes of this. But looking inside the market, defensive setup, as we see in the sectors, staples and utilities, those are the only two sectors in the green. Energy not far behind, but it's really tech, consumer discretionary, and also communication services that house all the mega caps that are really getting sold the most. And then here's the NASDAQ. You can see a lot more dark red on the screen has appeared over the last hour as the market's pushed to new lows. Facebook down 4%, Tesla down 5%, Alphabet down 3%, and Nvidia, that earnings story, down over 7.5%. And just taking a look at those ARK innovation components, kind of as a leading indicator of the market, we see Palantir. That's another earnings story, but that's down 15%, Twilio down 9%, Roku down 11%, and the list goes on. And then finally, taking a look at some of our leaders and sentiment indicators, ARK is the worst faring. That's down 6%, followed by IPOs, cannabis, software, chip stocks, internet stocks, momentum stocks. All of those are dark red here. Also biotech and gambling. So really seeing the risk being sucked out of the market right now.
And Jared, we're also seeing bond yields dropping. What does that say about the Fed and how much faith people have in what's going to happen next?
Well, I think that's an important thing to remember. The market may be reacting to the geopolitical headlines a bit, but it's really about the Fed and interest rates. We're seeing the 10-year T-note yield down quite a bit. Eight basis points is a big move. And let's take a look at a two-month chart of the 10-year. You can see it's been consolidating after breaking to new highs. And this is something that often happens in markets, especially with the 10-year, as it's been doing lately. It breaks to new highs, it consolidates, and that's what it appears to be doing right now. But the calculus over at the Fed is, are we going to get that aggressive front-loaded rate hike 50 basis points in March? The market is betting no now. The market is saying 60% chance of only 25 basis points. So it looks like the market has somewhat digested those very hawkish comments from James Bullard, the St. Louis Fed president. But I think the market was simply structurally weak to begin with. I'll go back to this S&P 500 chart, and it simply wants to go down, and it's using the headlines as an excuse.
Amid the international conflict, Jared, energy has also been in focus. What are you seeing there? And then also particularly just broad strokes commodities-wise.
Yeah, you can see it's a bifurcated board here. These are all our commodities. To the downside, natural gas as an energy component, that's down 4%. Crude oil off 2%. Heating oil down there, as is lumber. We were talking about that in the last hour. That's down about 2.5%. But really, the precious metals have been, and I guess they're also industrials, have been picking up some steam here. Here's palladium, that's up 4%, platinum up over 2.5%, and then gold up 1.5%. Not the biggest mover of the day, but I want to show you a one-year chart because gold has broken to the upside after a long, long consolidation period. So if you're looking at this November high, it had stuttered there, faltered there a couple times, finally managed to break through, and now we're testing these levels right in here. That's up to about 2000, 2010, if memory serves. But the real number to beat here is about 2100, or just shy of that. And with the momentum here and given the long consolidation period, I would expect at least a test of that, but probably going to see some more upside for several months as the Fed continues to fight inflation, or at least tries.
Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery. We appreciate the updates going into the close.